Napa County has the second highest rate of homeownership in the Bay Area. And that's actually not good for alleviating the housing crisis there. A new report digs into that and breaks down a bunch of challenges facing the county. Things like rising housing costs, small supply, and a severe lack of housing diversity. The nonprofit Generation Housing put together the report. And we're joined by Executive Director Jen Close. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
A lot of the challenges cited in the report are pretty familiar to many parts of California, but the housing crisis facing Napa County is different in some ways. Can you talk a little bit about how Napa got to this point?
Sure. Napa is unique, as we know, for its dominant industries, for hospitality and winemaking. Most of its land has been either owned privately to serve those industries or has been protected by the agricultural preserve. And so there's just not a whole lot of area to build on. And in some ways, that's not a whole lot different from lots of places in California or even the country where a lot of land is reserved for certain things or reserved for single family homes only. But this is a heightened version of that. And couple that with then the home building sort of screeching halt that happened everywhere during the Great Recession. So there's a 10-year period of time, a decade, where construction just didn't happen. So those two things combined created a pretty significant crisis here.
And in what way are demographics part of the problem?
That's a good question. I mean, demographics are part of the problem, particularly when we talk about aging populations and Napa, just like Sonoma County and Marin County in the North Bay, has a growing aging population and then as well has a growing lower wage earner population, families that are surviving on lower income. So those two heavy demographics are helping to tip the scales in a way that's not healthy.
So what I think I'm hearing is that over many years, the county didn't build enough housing and the kind of housing that the people growing the population there needed. Am I correct?
That's absolutely correct. Yeah. And folks have been sort of stuck in the homes that they're in. And so instead of having the options to move to create opportunities for younger families and for a lot of the members of the workforce.
So what does your organization, Generation Housing, propose in terms of solutions to alleviate the housing crisis in Napa County?
Like most places in the region, we need to build more housing and we need to build in a really specific way. We can do things like the county is already doing really well, like maximizing existing property through the construction of ADUs, conversion of things into permanent supportive housing, things like that. But we've got to have new units and we've got to have new units that serve our young renters, that serve smaller senior housing and lower income families.
But how does a county think about the potential for building more housing and a certain kind of housing in light of the current economic challenges?
The existing economic, reality is that it is very expensive to build. It's very expensive to build in the North Bay all the time. It costs just about as much to construct here as it does in downtown San Francisco. With inflation, increasing the price of everything, including 2x4s, and then with escalating interest rates has become very, very hard to get home construction to pencil, to make sense financially. So there are things that government can do to bring down the cost, whether it is impact fees or decreasing the period of time that it takes to get to entitlement or to get to permitting by streamlining the process. So it reduces the carrying costs that developers are paying during that process. Anything that you can do to help bridge the financing gaps that most developers are facing is helpful.
Jen, thank you.
You're welcome.
Jen Close is Executive Director of the nonprofit Generation Housing. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.